So, now we've got the next talk on Git issue from Diomedis Spinelis.
Thank you. Hi, good morning. Why are we here? Why would we want to run Git issue? I'll give you 6 reasons why Git issue is the best thing since sliced bread. First of all, it's an issue management system, so a bug tracker that doesn't need any sophisticated infrastructure, any system running behind it. You don't need a database, a server that needs to be specially configured, anything like that. It's very easy to install, as I will show you. Just clone the repository and you run make install, and there you have it. It's decentralized, so anybody anywhere in the planet can create an issue, can comment on it, can change its status, add a milestone, assign it to somebody, and things get merged together in the central repository. How does this happen? Of course, it uses Git as its backend. And as an advantage, because it's decentralized, is that you can use it anywhere, even if you don't have internet connectivity. So on the plane, I read somebody complaining a few days ago that the train they were on didn't have Wi-Fi. You can still use Git issue, and then you push the changes or you pull the changes that have been made. It's also transparent, so the files that it uses, the structure is documented and it's available, so you can use your favorite tools. You can grab through issues, you can find and select them, you can apply filters to it. You can even use your editor, if you are brave enough, to change things on the fly in the repository. That's absolutely allowed, and then you can push the issues back in. As you will appreciate, it uses Git as a backend, so all the goodies we have with Git still work here. The credentials that you have, the server that you are using, the commands that you know, the many years you invested to learn its arcane interface, everything is there to be used. Also, it uses the Unix command line tools philosophy. If you're not sure why this is good, there is a MOOC that I'll be starting on in March. Go there in order to find out. But the truth is that you can use all the tools that you know on top of the files that it has. As an addition, as part of the Google Summer of Code last year, Viron Drosos did amazing work and integrated into Git issue the ability to pull issues from GitHub and GitLab and also push issues back there to the issue database of these two systems. So you can also use Git issue in order to transfer issues from one system to the other, or ensure that your issues are in a transparent format that you can use and control on your own. Let me give you a brief demo of how it works. So to install it, you just clone the repository. And then you run install or as a root user in order to copy the files to the system directories, or if you don't have root access, you set the prefix to your home directory in order to install them in your home directory. With Git issue init, you create a new repository. Let's create a new issue. You can do it in the command line by specifying the subject line, or you can use Git issue new and an editor will pop up. Now you see you have 2 issues here. You can use Git issue comment to add a comment on the specific issue, again with my editor, or I can tag it with a specific tag, and it tells me that it has tagged it. I can tag another tag here. If I now remove a tag, I can use the minus R option. I can assign it to somebody using again the issue code to identify it. Add another watcher here. Here I list the specific issue. And now here is the magic. I can add a remote origin to this issue database. And now I can use